I'm Yardley.
And I'm Zibby.
And these are the Minisodes.
They're bite-sized
stories about
true crime.
That's it. Lynn got a text on her phone from a male friend while she slept. A text she would never see because her ex-boyfriend, Alan, would see it first, explode with rage, and murder her with a baseball bat. This is the audio of Alan's suspect interview that we excerpted for Season 1, Episode 1, Don't Go. The interview is almost 2 hours in its entirety. For the first hour and change, Alan is simply sitting in the interview room with a camera on him, wearing jail overalls and sandals. He has paper bags over his hands to preserve any biological evidence of the murder. He falls asleep several times while he waits to be questioned. It's a sleep detectives unofficially refer to as the guilt sleep. This audio starts when Detective Don enters the room to begin questioning Alan. It's a first-hand account of events that night, according to the killer.
Hi. How you doing? I'm Don. I'm a detective here with the police department. Came down here to talk to you. You doing okay, physically?
Yeah, I'm tired, but...
Okay. All right. Well, I do want to talk to you about what happened tonight. I know it's going to be a tough issue for you, but... Since you're at the police department, let me advise you of your rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have him present with you when you're being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you at no charge. Do you understand your rights?
Yes.
Okay.
Have I been arrested yet?
Well, you're down here because, I mean, there's clearly some very serious issues.
Yeah.
And I guess my job is to find out, gosh, what exactly happened tonight? I mean, my gosh, you must have been in a lot of turmoil, but I'm just...
Well, we weren't, though. That's the thing.
Well, yeah, so I guess that's the confusing thing. What happened?
I don't know. I woke up in the middle of the night. Yeah, we fell asleep together. It was... Mm-hmm. All good. It was a great night. We had a good day. We had a drink afterwards, and just got back and had a nice romantic setup for her, because we've been talking about maybe getting back together,
Because you have been having some relationship problems.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She moved out a couple of weeks ago.
If this light goes out, don't freak out. We'll get it reset.
Okay. What happens if I do?
Well,
I don't have
here's
lawyer, so.
Yeah. And I know that, but I was here to find out if you wanted to tell me what happened so we have a little bit better understanding of that. And you said things were going pretty good tonight.
They were.
And then something must have happened. And I mean, it pushed you to the point of trying to kill yourself, too.
After I did that, I didn't want to have to deal with all this shit.
Didn't feel like living?
No, I don't want to live with that.
But what triggered you?
I didn't want to hurt her, that's for sure.
But why then did you kill her?
I woke up in the middle of the night and looked on her cell phone to see what was kind of out of curiosity. She'd already told me about one guy that she had been with. And, that's when we were just talking and, I told her that, I can look past that, all that. But I found out about this other guy. And that was happening when she was still living with me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It just snapped. Mm-hmm.
Did you confront her with this new information? Or
she was asleep.
So she didn't even know? She feel anything?
No.
Are you sure of that?
Pretty sure. Pretty sure that the first one knocked her out.
So she was sleeping. And And what kind of object was it? I don't even know. I haven't heard from the officers. I was seeing something about a baseball bat. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that something that was there at the apartment? Just something nearby to grab, or is that what?
It wasn't nearby. It was in the living room, but I grabbed it and did that.
Okay. So she was on the bed when this happened?
Yeah.
Is this like a master bedroom bed type thing? And was she face up or face down?
It was dark.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. I think she was face down, like on her side.
Mm-hmm. And you said the first blow killed her?
I think it knocked her out. I don't know how many times I hit her.
How many about?
Four, I think.
Okay. And then what'd you do?
Grabbed a razor and started cutting.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried to kill yourself before?
Yeah.
What for? I mean, relationship issues or depression or?
Depression, you know, I've been off and on antidepressants. You know, they don't seem to work. And after then I got on sleeping pills, just like didn't sleep. And I think those like triggered me trying to commit suicide the first time. And then in getting out of the, they gave me some antipsychotics that I stopped taking because they were giving me terrible nightmares. And they said they were supposed to help me sleep, but it didn't.
Hmm. How long had you been with, what was your girlfriend's name? How long had you been with?
It was 2 years in September.
And so did you live together most of that time?
We lived together from April of 2 Aprils ago, so it was a year in April, so.
Had you ever splitting up over these kind of issues during that period of time? Or
no,
is this
never, ever. I never thought it would ever happen.
Did you guys ever have, did you ever feel like killing her before?
No, I loved her.
Yeah. So you never tried to kill her before or thought about killing her before?
Absolutely not.
Had you ever done that with any other people? Thought about killing them or wanting to kill them?
Just myself.
Oh. So this incident that happened earlier this morning.
I mean, you know, I've never even been violent towards anybody or any animals. I don't have violence in me. So I don't know exactly what.
Well, what was this on the cell phone that, I mean, what kind of things did you see that made it certain to you that there was something going on with somebody?
Just the things that they were saying, you know, that they were loved waking up next to each other again and blah, blah, blah. It was a guy that she was seeing before she got with me, and she, you know, at the time I believed that she was torn between me and him and she chose me over him. And I guess at some point, I don't know exactly when, I didn't really look at dates on there, but until the end, you know, I saw the, like, I think the last date I remember was October 13th that I saw, but I don't know how long it was going on.
Mm-hmm. Had she ever mentioned this guy, or had you guys had any discussions about, well, I know our relationship is in peril, and by the way, because maybe this or that?
She knew that I didn't want her around him. A couple Thanksgivings ago, he was living abroad, and he got back into town and wanted to have coffee with her. And, you know, she asked me about it and said, you know, he wants, you know, is it okay if I go have coffee? And I said, you know, I was trying to be the nice guy. And I said, you know, I don't really want to tell you no, you know. But a few days later, she mentioned that she was going to coffee. And I said, well, you know, to be honest, I mean, if you're going to go to coffee with him, you know, while I'm at work here, you know, I mean, you can either
choose to move this relationship forward, or, you know, you need to think about how serious you are about it. Because, I mean, it was a guy that I knew that she'd been with, so I wasn't comfortable with it.
Yeah. Do you think, like, looking back on it, though, this was a pretty severe reaction to that? I mean, you said you loved her, but
obviously
now she's dead. I mean,
yeah, not very pleased with myself about it.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is I have a guy, have you gotten stitches yet or anything?
No.
Okay. We're going to have a technician come in here and kind of clean you up a little bit. Would you like some water or anything of that nature before? Then we're going to need to get you over to the hospital and get those stitches, I assume, in your wrists.
Oh, I thought you just said that he was coming over here.
The technician's going to clean you up and stuff, but the actual suturing and stuff.
Yeah. No, as far as water goes, I'm good. I'm just tired of it.
Okay. Remember my name? Don?
Don.
Okay. And so if he's in here, if you need anything else, just tell me. Could you ask Don? And I'll be right around here to help you out. And remember, again, if the light goes out, it's because we're having some type of electrical problem. But other than that, we'll be right in here to take care of you. If you have any other issues, just knock on the door.
How long do you think it will be? Because it's cold in here. And
we'll get you going. You want a blanket, too? I can get one of those in here, too.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great.
All right. Here's it. How you doing, man? Did they get you stitched up? You hungry? Want any food? Anything to drink?
I can wait.
Pardon?
I can wait.
Okay. Are you working? You have a job, correct? Where do you work at? What's that exactly?
It's a metal stamping facility. They stamp construction parts like plumber's tape and pipe straps.
Where's that at?
Street.
Mm-hmm.
How long? Kind of across the freeway from.
How long have you worked for them?
It was 9 years today.
Oh, really? So, we talked a little bit earlier about your relationship with and how you'd been together for a while and then kind of broke up. Was tonight some type of, or I guess it would be last night, get back together type date, or how was it that she...
It seemed like it was going that way.
Was it planned? Like, did she come over to the house? Did you ask her, invite her over? Or?
Yeah. I told her I had a... yesterday I told her, you know, not to make any plans for Friday or Saturday because I had made plans and you know, I did something special at the house for her that I thought would be romantic, and we went out to a really nice, expensive dinner.
Where'd you go? How was that? You had, like, rose petals and stuff? And was there some talk during dinner and stuff about you guys getting back together? I mean, I guess...
There was talk about it being a date, for sure. You know, the whole night just kind of seemed that way, and we ended up, after talking for a little bit, you know, we ended up having sex and falling asleep, and then I woke up after, I don't know, probably 15 minutes of being asleep. I don't know how long it was.
And that's when you checked your phone kind of to just see where you guys really were in the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
What's this guy's name? Do you know this guy's name that there was these texts?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if it's really worth throwing it in there.
Okay, but you knew who he was, kind
of? I never met him, but I knew who he was, yeah, for sure.
How did she know him? Do you know that? Was this a work relationship?
She danced a lot. She knew several different kinds of dance, and he was part of one of those dance worlds.
Like a dance group, or she just liked to go out and dance at clubs? Or
like dance groups like swing dance, tango, ballroom, salsa. Yeah.
Had you guys ever had problems before in your relationship where you guys fought or things of that nature?
I mean, we would fight, but nothing violent or anything. Mm-hmm. Not even, like, name-calling. We didn't do that to each other.
So, had you ever caught her in maybe other relationship involvements before? I mean, I guess my question is, why was it such a dramatic response by you last night?
I don't know.
Because nothing like that's ever happened before, nor even close to happening.
No. I've never heard anybody before, physically.
So were your, I guess your emotions...
Got the rest of me.
Yeah.
For sure.
And you said she was asleep when you hit her?
Yeah.
So she didn't, you didn't confront her? Did you guys argue? There were apparently, what you're saying, no argument?
No, we talked about the one guy, the other guy. And, you know, I kind of let that go, you know. And then, you know, I looked at her phone and found out that there was, yeah, another guy. I mean, sucks when, you know, you're trusting somebody and they're telling you that they you can trust them and that nothing's happening and something's happening, you know? Makes you wonder how long it was.
So you felt betrayed?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But... I wish I wouldn't have looked at her phone.
Yeah. When the officers got a hold of some other people or something, I can't remember all the details, but there have been some times where you've caused some damage to the house or something?
Yes, yes. I take my aggression out on objects.
Okay. Was there something fairly recent, within a couple of weeks or something, where that happened?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
That was when we broke up. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of started throwing things. Not at her, you know, not towards her, not anything like that. Just started throwing stuff. You know, I've done that kind of my whole life. Mm-hmm. Where I just take my aggression out on other things and mostly my property, but it ended up happening in the house this time also.
Now, were you renting the house?
Yeah.
And was she on the lease or the rental agreement, or was it?
Yeah, she never took herself off. She still had a key.
How long had you guys lived there together before you split up?
Well, I think it's in the notes, but I guess it'd be a year and 6 months.
Oh. And where did she work at?
Oh, I got her the job there.
Oh.
And she was kind of working part-time, but she hadn't worked there for a few months. But she was still on the payroll, I think.
Okay. So, other than this particular time, you'd never physically hurt her or even attempted to. But you have thrown things around and...
Yeah.
That's how you deal with...
That's how I deal with my anger. I don't really have good ways of dealing with it.
Well, you know, sometimes it's not a bad way to deal with it.
It's not hurting anybody.
If you're not hurting anybody and you're not damaging someone else's property, it's sometimes a way to relieve the stress.
Yeah.
But you said, though, that you mentioned something to me earlier about had you been seen at or something?
Yeah,
like
back
that?
When I tried to commit suicide before.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, I don't know. That was...
A couple years, more than that?
Four or five, maybe.
Years ago? And what were the circumstances around your attempted suicide?
Well, like I said, I think that the sleeping pills affected me a lot, along with the antidepressants.
And was that something they prescribed for you?
Doctor did, yeah.
A doctor did. What was your doctor's name?
So
he prescribed it, but then it didn't work out for you, so then you were seen at the unit after you attempted a suicide attempt? Is that what it?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you try and kill yourself?
Pills.
Pills. And is that the only other episode or incident that you've had?
Yep.
Okay. And so you haven't been, how about this doctor? Have you been under his care since then, or?
Yeah, I haven't changed him for, I can't remember when I first started going to him.
Okay. What kind of medication did he have you on back then? Do you recall?
No.
Was it just sleeping pills to keep, that caused you the nightmares?
I think the sleeping pills were Ambien.
Uh-huh. What about the antidepressants? Do you know what that was?
I don't remember.
And how long ago was the last time you took any of that stuff?
I haven't taken any of that stuff since I got out of the
back several years ago.
Yeah.
Have you been treated for mental health issues since then?
I was thinking about going back because I had noticed, and this didn't have anything to do with, but I had noticed that I just, my attitude would just switch on and off as far as like, especially anger and frustration. And, you know, I didn't know if that could be a case of being like bipolar or what. So I was going to go have a look at me, but, you know, I didn't really have any money. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any money for a long time. And then, you know, moved out and I wasn't spending any money because I was going to have to support the house on my own. So I didn't have any money to go see him yet.
How much rent do you have to pay there?
Well, it's $700, but we've always paid late, so it's $750.
Mm-hmm. What kind of money do you make at your job?
$1,325.
Not too bad. Doesn't go that far, though.
Not for what I do there.
What do you do, by the way?
I'm a quality control supervisor, receiving clerk, and just about everything else. Mm-hmm.
So I've got quite a bit of responsibility.
I do. And I'm severely underpaid.
What about other relationships? So you had other girlfriends? How about before and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, I've had girlfriends.
I mean, any long-term relationships or just dating?
Mostly. I mean, most of my relationships, you know, are between 8 months and 2 years, mm-hmm. 3 years.
Is there any common theme of way they phase out or just typical
money.
Boyfriend, girlfriend?
Money. I mean, it wasn't because of money. That was because she was seeing other people. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it's been because of money. I think I had a drinking problem that some didn't like. But I kind of got that under wraps for the most part. There were times where I would drink a lot with, but like I said, there was no like violence or anything.
Just venting your anger on inanimate type things? Mm-hmm. Or any? Did you have issues with that relatively recently?
With venting?
Yeah.
Well, like
when you guys split up?
Yeah.
What did that entail?
Just throwing things at walls, and I think I broke a glass window. Yeah.
Now, was she there when this happened? Or?
Yes.
Okay. But nothing was directed at her. How did it resolve itself? She's moved out, I guess, or?
Pretty much. I went to a friend's house that night, mm-hmm. and I guess she ended up going to her mom's house. I'm kind of starting to think that she didn't stay at her mom's house, though. Mm-hmm.
So this dinner date was, you know, it sounds like it was kind of an attempt to maybe reconcile things.
Yeah, you know, she said she wanted to. She said, you know, it was something that she hoped was, that we were hoping towards, you know. I mean, she was asking for a space, and I would give it to her, you know, but I would make my presence felt, and yeah, I mean, you know, this was definitely not planned, I can tell you that. I mean, the whole thing was,
well, how would you describe it? You went from a really nice romantic evening, intimate relationships. What prompted you to even check the phone? Just self-doubt or some?
Yeah, just, I mean, you know, she had already came clean about the one guy. So I wanted to go in and see, you know, if there was anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I had a feeling that there was, and there was.
What did you see exactly?
Just texts back and forth about sleeping together, waking up together, you know, being in love again. I didn't even know they were in love the first time.
So you saw that, and then that triggered your... How did you feel? Just super angry, or what?
It's hard to put into words how I felt.
Well, try. I want to hear. Try and make me understand what was going on.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, everything I tell you, you know, I mean, like, you know, this... My words to be used against me, and I don't know if I'm using the right words, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It seems like, here's my thoughts on it. You seem like an intelligent guy. You seem like a likable guy. You may vent physically in inanimate ways, but never done anything like this. It's like, in my job, I'm just trying to figure out, what the heck? What was that triggering point that caused this? It obviously had the phone, and I can understand that. You guys are working to reconcile. You're feeling like maybe your relationship is back on board, and then she's not being honest with you. I mean, she does tell you about this one other guy, but she's not telling you about this guy.
Yeah.
And I assume you're checking her phone just for your own peace of mind to validate what...
I wanted to believe her. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to still trust her, you know. But... I found out that I couldn't, and, you know, I mean, things probably would have been different if she was more honest with me the first time. I mean, that's all I can really say about that.
Well, I guess my question is...
I don't feel good about what I did.
I don't believe you do, but, I mean, did you read this, and then it was just a rage incident, or did you read it and then sit down and go, how am I going to do this, and, you know...
Oh, it was pretty much a rage incident.
Just like from phone to, I mean, the bat. You didn't go down and at Walmart and go buy the bat. I assume it was something that was right there somewhere in the house or something.
Yeah.
And so it was readily accessible. But you didn't choose to, like, wake her up and discuss it with her or even confront her about it? It was just...
No, I don't know.
I mean, why didn't you do that?
I didn't want to... Well, I don't know. I didn't want to wake her up because she had to get up early, so... I don't know. I don't really have an answer for that.
Do you think it was just easier for you to do it when she was sleeping? Or you didn't want her to feel anything? Or...
No, I didn't want her to feel anything. I didn't want her to see me doing it, you know? I mean, I didn't want to... We fell asleep on good terms.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want her to picture me as a monster. If there, you know, is an afterlife and she has to picture that, I don't really want her to see me that way.
So she was asleep definitely when you hit her?
Yeah.
Was she? And I think I asked you, you said she was like kind of on her side?
I think so.
And you hit her, what did you say, maybe four times or something
maybe
like
four.
That? All in the head?
Yeah.
Okay. And the first blow, you told me earlier you thought knocked her out?
I was pretty sure.
How do you know that? I mean, you're there.
There was no movement afterwards, you know? I mean, usually if it doesn't knock you out, you're going to be surprised and wake up.
Mm-hmm. Where did that blow hit her?
I don't know. It was dark.
So other than the head, you don't know what side of
it? I'm pretty sure I only hit her in the head, but I'm pretty sure it was all in one side.
One side of her head?
Yeah.
Which side would that be, Dan?
The right.
The right side?
I'm pretty sure.
And that's based on her position, the way she's laying on the bed?
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you saying? She'd be laying on her left side with the right side of her head up?
Yeah.
And did you use just that one bat?
Yes.
Nothing else? Did you hit her or... choke her or anything else?
No.
Just about four blows to the head.
Yeah.
With the, is that aluminum bat? Mm-hmm. What kind of bat is it?
Aluminum.
So immediately after that happened, what did you do then?
Cut my wrist.
Right after that?
Mm-hmm.
So your intentions were all along you were going to die too.
Well, I mean... Yeah, I didn't want to have to I mean, I didn't want to have to go to prison.
Mm-hmm. So after you cut your wrist, by the way, how did you cut them? What with, you know?
Razor blade.
And was that readily available there, or you didn't have to drive to Walmart to buy that, I assume?
Yeah, I hung some hooks up in my room, and I had the toolbox right there. And it was just right there. Mm-hmm. It was just somehow convenient.
So how soon after you killed her did you cut your wrist? Estimate.
A couple of minutes.
In the same room, or did you go in another room?
Yeah,
same room.
I walked around the house a little bit, letting them drip. Mm-hmm.
And then at one point, did you call your parents?
Yeah, I had them come pick me up and take me to the hospital. And my plan all along was to call the police. As soon as I got there, I asked for a police officer. Mm-hmm.
Did you tell your parents what you did?
When I called my mom, I told her to, you know, come and get me. Basically, I called her because, you know, the house is really close to the hospital. I could have just walked.
Yeah, right.
I called her because I wanted her to take my dog to make sure that she was taken care of. So, you know, I told her I got to go to the hospital and we got to load my dog up at the same time. And she goes, "Why, what's up?" I go, "Just, I got to go to the hospital." And I go, "You know, when you get here, you probably don't want to come inside." She goes, "Why, what's up?" I go, "You just probably stay outside." Or I told her I did something bad, actually.
Okay.
And then she, you know, she came up to the door and she saw blood, which was all my blood.
Mm.
And she had, was there, she kept asking where she was, and I kept trying to stop her from going into the bedroom, but she did.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, and she saw her.
And then what did she say to you?
I don't remember. She was just like, "What the hell did you do?" You know, nobody. She asked me why I did it. I said, you know, I told her what I told you, and mm-hmm. She's like, "Doesn't mean like anybody deserves to die." And like, yeah, I know. But too late now.
And then she took you to the hospital?
Yeah.
Just your mom? Was there someone with her?
It was just her at first, and then my dad, and I guess my sister was there. They met her there.
Did you talk with them at all?
I was trying to talk to my dad, but they wouldn't let him come out.
And then you told hospital personnel what you'd done?
I didn't want to. I wanted to just talk to the police about it, but, you know, they kept kind of badgering, and my mom kind of went out in the hallway and told them that she was dead.
And then the police showed up, and here you are, pretty much.
Yeah, you know,
I guess...
I was kind of willing to take my fall at that point.
Yeah. Well, I think obviously when a person's willing to kill themselves over what they've done, they realize what they did is, you know, tragic thing. It doesn't seem like you really have...
For somebody
even,
that...
You've even really been able to justify or understand why you did it yourself.
Yeah, that's that in yet.
Just anger and...
I'm kind of numb right now. And
rage. It sounds like a typical issue of rage where you felt betrayed. I don't...
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I've had anger issues before and I've never taken a baseball bat to anybody.
Yeah. How do you feel right now about...
About her?
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah. Would you take it back if you could? Now, be honest with me, because I feel like you're conflicted a little bit.
I don't know. That. You know, I mean, if the same thing happened again, like, if it was any other circumstance, and the same thing happened, I don't know.
You might do it again or whatever.
I might, but I might not. You know, I never wanted to hurt her, ever. That was never in the cards for us, you know. I mean, I don't know how long she'd been with other guys, but as far as I knew, I could trust her, you know, with everything I had. And, you know, I gave her no reason to worry about me cheating on anybody. And I thought we had a great relationship. And all the times we spent together were fantastic. You know, there's...
Now, did you have your own cell phone? Do you have your own cell phone?
Yeah.
And where's that now, by the way?
The hospital has it, or the police have it, or...
You had it with you at the hospital?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions of us or me about what's going on? First of all, how are your wrists? Are they bandaged up?
Yeah.
Let me just see, so... I'm kind of responsible for you. Okay. So both of them were cut. Do you know how many stitches were in each one? More than a couple?
There's more than a couple in each one. Yeah. There's
okay.
6 to 10 in each. I guess my question is, what happens next? What's going to happen to me?
Well, what we do is I wanted to make sure I get the full and complete story so I can understand what happened. And what you've told me is the absolute truth. Is that correct?
As far as I, yeah.
Everything that happened is how you said it happened. There's nobody else involved in any of this. There's nobody else you've talked to. You didn't call anybody other than your mother after this happened. Or there was no... pre-planning of this at all?
No, this was not premeditated. I can tell you that for sure. Yeah. Like this, that whole attempt there was just to try to have a romantic evening together. And like I said, I knew about that guy and we still were able to have a little bit of fun together.
Yeah, and I was just wondering, you know, it's like you guys' relationship really was good that night. You know, it seemed like maybe you could have worked through this latest issue with this latest guy.
It wasn't going to be worked through. It was going to be a case where I never saw her again after I saw that. Because, I mean, you know, that was a huge betrayal. Huge. I mean, and to just know that they were talking for that long and it sounded like they actually wanted to try to be together. So, I mean, you know, I didn't really have the desire to stalk her or anything or, you know, try to find out what she was doing away from me. Well, you know, without testing her, you know, just asking what she's up to. But
I guess my question would be, all right, if you saw that and it's like, well, it looks like I'm going to lose her, would it have been all that bad to lose her? Especially if she was sort of like, seeing guys on the side, wouldn't it have been easier just to let her go?
Well, you know, in that situation and in that moment, you're dealing with a lot of hurt. Mm-hmm. A lot. So, I didn't really know how to react. I know that sounds stupid, but...
Well, we'll be getting you out of here real soon. We wanted to make sure you were treated for your cuts. Is there anything at the house that we're gonna find that or something? Did you hide anything? Did you?
No.
Did you hide the bat or anything?
I left the bat sitting right where I grabbed it.
Where was that?
In the corner
of the bedroom.
The hallway.
Okay.
And I didn't hide anything. Like, I left the front door unlocked so that they could get in easily.
So you weren't trying to get away with this?
Oh, I just... Once I realized that I didn't know how to slip my wrist right, I kind of just figured I should take my lumps. And, I mean, there was no getting away with it. Her car was there. As far as I know, people knew that she was hanging out with me that night. I mean... If she was going to be found dead in that house, it was going to be because of me. Like, there was going to be no way around that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get you out of here real soon. you're going to be charged with murder. I mean, there's no question. You knew that, I'm pretty sure. And, you know, we'll just get you processed and go from there. But it'll take a little while. We got to get the paperwork together. And if you need water, you want something to eat, you can still knock on the door and get a hold of me. And I'm just around the corner there.
Is there a more comfortable place to sleep?
Probably not, but I'll talk to my sergeant about maybe getting you someplace a little more comfortable. Okay.
Small Town Dicks is produced by Zibby Allen and Yardley Smith for Paperclip Limited.
This minisode was edited by Soren Bajan, Logan Heftel, Yardley Smith, and Zibby Allen.
Music for the show was composed by John Forrest. Our associate producer is Aaron Gaynor, and our books are cooked and cats wrangled by Ben Cornwell.
If you like what you hear and want to stay up to date with the show, consider visiting us at smalltowndicks.com.
And feel free to subscribe to us on YouTube to see trailers for past and forthcoming episodes.